I suppose the hardest thing is, how do you follow 2013, a year that you'll long remember?
It'll be hard. It's been a lot of ups and downs this year, and more ups, but it's been brilliant.
Back in the start of the year, did you set your eyes on the championship, or is it just something that sort of, as the season's gone on, has suddenly started to fall into place?
Yeah, it's more falling into place rather than the target. I had a very slow start, so it's brilliant to be in the position I'm in now.
And one of the best things must be that you've done it not with just one big yard for whom you've ridden 90-95% of your winners. You know, there's any number of trainers that have put you up and you've been able to reward them by riding winners for them.
Yeah, I've not had a big powerful yard behind me like a lot of previous champion apprentices.
What about from your point of view though? I mean, is there one particular day that's particularly pleased you?
Yeah, I had a couple of trebles at Redcar and Newcastle. They were good days.
But riding as a champion apprentice is obviously something that everybody dreams of. Is it your dream fulfilled? Is it something you always wanted to do?
Yeah, it was. And I'm very happy to have done it. Like.
Who's been the biggest influence on you?
There's a few people that have sort of influenced me, but I wouldn't be able to pin it down on one in particular. Like. There's a few, like Keith Dalglish, obviously Greg Fairley, but he doesn't ride now, which is a shame, but they're from the same town as me at home, so... They were influences.
And I know the North are very proud of their own. You must be very proud.
Yeah, very.